Hello, my name's Alex. I'm a consultant orthopaedic surgeon working in the north of England. And COVID and me, well, to tell the story, before COVID, I'm quite a senior orthopaedic surgeon who probably, like many surgeons, was quite, perhaps a bit self-opinionated, at times a little bit arrogant, and believed, you know, I could deal with most things. And then COVID happened, and the first thing that happened was that my normal work was stopped. And in response to the crisis, I and other colleagues were redeployed to go and work on a medical ward. Now, I haven't been on a medical ward since I was a house officer, probably 30 years ago, maybe even longer. So I turned up on the first day very, very anxious, which wasn't normal for me, lacking in confidence and wondering what could I do, not liking the fact, if I'm honest. I was a bit cheesed off that they'd stopped my work and sent me over there. Anyway, I arrived on the first day. I saw junior doctors, junior nurses, medical colleagues dealing with these really, really sick patients, really poorly patients. And I felt absolutely useless. And that's not something I liked. It's not something I'd felt for years. And first of all, it made me angry. Why they sent me here? Wasted time. Second, it made me feel useless. And as an arrogant, self-opinionated surgeon, I didn't like that. So I tried to do what I could. I tried to help. I tried to order investigations. The first day I kept trying to support the juniors who felt nervous about being around me because I'm an old bloke and they, you know, I'm Mr. Me, I'm a surgeon, I'm a senior. Anyway. So I went back the second day and I thought, I'll try and help them. I tried to do things and I just basically made a right mess of it. I just made a complete mess. I couldn't order investigations. I was useless on ward rounds. I couldn't use the PC. And I thought, right, well, Alex, you've got a choice here. I came home and I said, you either just don't go back again, you run away, walk away because you're not comfortable, or you find some way you can help, because I could see these colleagues really, really struggling. So the next day I went in and I saw them making phone calls to relatives, having conversations about, we might not be able to resuscitate your mum or your dad. The doctors were in bits. And I thought, well, maybe I can help them with that. So first of all, I offered to make some of those difficult calls. I didn't have all the answers, but I just felt as a senior person, I could have those conversations and take that pressure off them. I then thought to myself, and at the time, actually, my son and my son-in-law were working on a COVID ward, and I saw them at home in bits making phone calls. Six or seven patients a day had died. And I did not have the skills to help them as a parent and a father-in-law. So I went to contact our wellbeing team and our trust because I thought, how can I help? And I got some training. And you might think, what training? Well, I started to be taught about how to support people's emotions. And it's a standard joke that orthopaedic surgeons don't do that. And we probably don't. We think we do, but we don't. So COVID turned me or helped me realise a part of my persona that I didn't even know I had. And I, with that teaching, started to establish some support groups with some of the medical staff. I engaged with staff groups in our trust that I'd never engaged with before about understanding their well-being and guiding them to resources. And you know what? I actually started to think about myself and look after my own well-being, which until that time, I didn't think I needed to because I was too arrogant and senior and thought I could do it. And so COVID for me, it's obviously a bad time, but it's given me an opportunity to learn something about myself and learn something about how I can help others in a way completely different than my normal role. That's COVID and me.